Tim. How are you?
A little easy on that rock and roll music, man. Come on.
Is that a little too much?
Ooh, yeah.
What should I put on for you?
How about some Frank Sinatra?
You know what? We may get you your own theme music, a nice little medley of Frank Sinatra. Would you like that?
Yeah, my way.
Now, you know, I recorded that bit when you sang. Maybe we should use that.
Well, you know, just that, ooh, that guitar music, man,
yeah,
it puts me in a nasty mood.
Well, I don't want to make you mad.
No, I'm not angry. I didn't get angry.
Before we start talking about Rick Snyder and his appointments, now that you've had a little bit more time to digest the election and all that stuff, give me your thoughts.
This guy's got a chance at changing some things in Lansing. He still remains a work in progress. I just finished up a column that basically said Rick Snyder's persona remains a work in progress, but he has made some progress. And on election night with the guys down at Channel 2, they were commenting on how much better his speech was. And I reflected back to the first time that they did a gig here in town, which would have been a couple of summers ago, when he came up here to announce that he was running for governor. And it was a pathetic performance. It just was awful. It was he and his three kids and his wife standing behind a wobbly little podium in front of the state capitol. And they had that Rick Michigan sign on the thing, which everybody thought was kind of crazy. And you just walked away from that thinking, oh, how's this guy ever going to be governor? And then flash forward to last Tuesday night, and by gosh, there he is. So he has grown into the role of being a candidate, and now he will, I'm sure, grow into the role of being governor as well.
You know what's interesting? Our conversation that we had about Mr. Snyder and his personality, he's no Ronald Reagan, obviously, but I had an opportunity to shake hands and chat with him at a tailgate at the Michigan-Michigan State game. And he's very engaging one-on-one, and I think that can translate to a more outgoing personality on screen.
Look, it is not his persona. I mean, as he jokes, I'm a boring CPA. You know, it's hard for a boring CPA to become a Jennifer Granholm from a charisma standpoint, and it's probably not going to happen. But I think he is getting more comfortable in his skin and in this role, and it is a role. Dan Mulhern, the first gentleman, likes to describe we go through life with a bunch of masks on, and one of the things that you have to do is you have to be somewhat outgoing and approachable, and I think that he does that. He is an engaging personality. He's not going to slap you on the back, but he doesn't want to be that. In politics, you have to be who you are, and then you can kind of nibble around the edges and improve on it, and he's gotten better at his public speaking thing, and he's also done humor. He's getting much better. In fact, we walked out of an event the other day in which he pulled off about three or four one-liners that were pretty good, and humor is important in politics, particularly in these tough times. If we lose our ability to laugh, I think we're in deep trouble, Tony.
Tim, we have talked before how you had mentioned former Governor Bill Milliken was able to reach across the aisle and get things done. Well, here goes Rick Snyder contemplating putting Andy Dillon to work.
Well, he stopped contemplating. The Dillon deal is a done deal. They'll announce it at 11 o'clock, and we broke that story last night. Also, another name that's being thrown in the mix I think you're going to see later this morning is a guy named Dick Posthumus.
Wow, he is really getting some pretty smart, experienced guys.
The interesting thing here is, remember, he ran as the consummate outsider, okay? And now he gets in, and he brings in all the insiders. And I don't know if that's a conflict of message or what, but it is interesting.
Well, you mentioned in your column, which was dated yesterday, that Andy Dillon will be the state treasurer, and Dick Posthumus came out of retirement. He thought about not taking the job, and then in the last hour changed his mind.
That's Mr. Dillon thought about not taking it. Dillon went back and forth on this thing. He was concerned about making that drive from Redford to Lansing every day, which he's been doing for the last 4 years. He has resolved that, and plus, I think he was a little shell-shocked from the politics of this past year and maybe thought to himself in his private moments, gosh, do I want to get back in the middle of that? But at the end of the day, he fits the prototype of what Mr. Snyder is looking for in his administration. inside experience and outside business experience. That's sort of, if you've got that on your resume, you've got a shot at getting a job with this guy.
Anybody else going to be named to a position today?
Those are the only two that I'm aware of, and I'm not 100% sure on the posthumous thing, but I think when he walks through the door today, that will be the case. And he's going to be the senior advisor to the president on legislative affairs, which is just a fancy, spancy way of saying Mr. Snyder doesn't know how to work the legislature, and Mr. Posthumous has some experience. But here's the key difference. All of the people that Dick Posthumous had a working relationship are virtually gone. Now, he does still have, he knows how to work the process, but you have to work the process in the context of the people who are in the process. And remember, we got 65 new people who are in town today, by the way, for freshman orientation in the Michigan House. And we got a bunch of new guys in the Senate, many of whom come over from the House. But Mr. Posthumous will have the legislative experience, but he's going to have to start out like all the rest of us from ground zero on building that trust with all these new people in town. I've got a list sitting down on my desk right now, Tony, a picture of all 65 new members of the Michigan House, and I start out with, count them, five that I know. And one of them is a former state senator, so that really doesn't count, so now I'm down to four.
Now, you said senior advisor to the president. You meant to the governor.
Did I say the president?
Yes.
I'm getting ahead of myself. I know Mr. Snyder wants to run for president. First.
Breaking news, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, you should have had that story earlier. We fed that puppy last night.
And finally, what are you working on for Channel 6?
We're going to be going down to A Squared and do this news conference with all these guys.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thanks, T.